Well, this is a publicity campaign which is running for the month of December. It's been sponsored by ESB Customer Supply. It's a radio and television ad campaign. And there's two messages. One message is aimed at older people, and we're saying, look, take basic steps, take basic precautions, keep the temperature in your homes at an adequate level this winter. It's extremely dangerous to be living in a cold house.
Mm.
The other message is aimed at the rest of the community to say, look, be good neighbours this winter. Keep an eye out for your older relative, your older neighbour. Keep in contact. Make sure they're okay. And so, I mean, we're sending out 40,000 information packs that are available to the public. They contain an information booklet, a temperature card, one of these really kind of little cardboard temperature cards with a little plastic strip in it, which lights up as the temperature in the room changes. Very, very handy to warn people when it's getting too cold or when it's too hot.
Mm.
Ideally, you're looking to stay between 18 and 21 degrees centigrade is the ideal temperature.
Is the ideal temperature. I mean, is there a case that maybe older people wouldn't notice if the temperature dropped down until it actually affected their health?
That's a huge, huge issue, and particularly with the issues of hypothermia, that one of the symptoms is people start to lose the sensitivity. They don't realize it's getting cold. So that's why the visual card, which actually show you that it's getting cold, is important. I mean, cold has a huge impact on the health of older people. It's estimated between 1,500 and there's between an extra 1,500 and 2,000 deaths each winter compared to the same period in the summer. And, you know, some of that is due to the cold, inadequate heating in homes, and also poorly insulated homes. And we're saying, look, there's about 16,000 pensioner households out there who don't have enough fuel this winter to stay warm. And we're saying, look, they've got to make the extra effort. There's a number of things you can do to kind of help yourself stay warm. For example, if you wear clothes, wear adequate clothing. We're not talking about thick jumpers. We're talking about layers. Wear layers of thin clothing. Remain active. So one of the most dangerous things you can do is sit in the one spot all day. So if you've got household chores, split them up. Do some in the morning and some in the afternoon. Ideally, get out and get a bit of exercise. But if it gets cold or wet or frosty, you know, maybe it's too dangerous to go out. Eat well. You need at least one hot, nutritious meal each day, and then hot drinks, to keep sipping away on hot drinks all day. Ideally, keep a flask of a hot drink beside the bed, so if you wake up in the night and you're very cold, you have something to get you warm again. And, you know, in your house, maybe stock up on a few provisions, so if there is a cold snap or a frosty snap, you do have enough food to get by for a few days. And, you know, obviously take the basic precautions of sealing the gaps in windows and doors. And I suppose one of the best bits of advice you can do for the winter, if you haven't already done it, is get the flu jab. It's free, and it can make a huge difference to your health.
What is the ideal temperature that people need to keep their room heated to?
Ideally, you need to keep the room you're living in between 18 and 21 degrees Celsius. The sleeping rooms can be a little cooler. It's not as important as the room you're living in. But temperature is very, very important for health. I mean, medical research has shown that when temperatures fall below 16 degrees Celsius, there's an increased risk of respiratory problems. And they can develop into much bigger difficulties. If you look at the hospitals and the accident emergency wards every winter, they're full of people with respiratory problems. Where the temperature drops below 12 degrees Celsius, there's an increased risk of stroke and heart attack. And then we're getting into the really, really serious life-threatening conditions. So temperature is important. If you can get the card, or even if you have a thermometer, just keep an eye on it. So, you know, you are aware at all times what the temperature in your living room is.
What about for people who can't afford to keep their room heated to that temperature?
Well, then we're talking about taking other precautions. Dress is very important. To wear layers rather than thick jumpers. Rather than wearing one thick jumper, wear layers of thinner material. Remain active. The last thing you should do is sit in the one spot for too long. Maybe, for example, if you've got household chores to do, break up those chores. Do some in the morning and some in the afternoon, so that you keep active and you keep moving around your home. Ideally, if the weather is suitable enough, to go out and get a bit of light exercise. But obviously avoid that in wet and frosty and icy conditions. Eat well. That's difficult if you can't afford enough money to heat your house. It's hard enough then to afford nutritious food. But we're urging people to at least eat one hot, nutritious meal each day. And then maybe sip hot drinks regularly throughout the day to keep the heat in your body. Keep a flask of hot drink beside the bed, so if you wake up in the middle of the night cold, you can warm yourself up again.
Yeah. And how aware are people of this problem? I mean, I certainly didn't know that cold could have such a dramatic effect. Are older people aware that this is such a danger?
I think some older people are aware. I think the problem very often with fuel poverty and people in these situations is they are very isolated as well, and they may not become aware of how cold it is in the house they're in. This is why we need the wider community to just... All we're asking them to be is good neighbours, to keep an eye out for their older neighbour, to look in on them you know, once a day to make sure that they are okay. And then to be aware when you go into a house as to how cold or warm it is, as to whether people need a bit of extra help, if it's, you know, whether they need some food to be brought to the home. Because, you know, it's a matter of just being alert and being aware and just being good neighbours and good relatives.
With winter closing in fast and the evenings getting darker, it's important to stay well and warm. For the older people amongst us, it can be a particularly hard time. So here's some advice to help you cope with the cold. Have at least one hot meal a day and regular hot drinks. Wear a few layers of light clothes instead of one thick layer. Try and have food in stock so you don't have to brave the elements. And keep active, even moving fingers and toes helps. And keep at least one room warm. And if this advice doesn't apply to you, well, check that your older neighbours have everything they need. Stay well and warm this winter. This message is brought to you by ESB Customer Supply and Age Action.